This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Doctors Hospital, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Papa Joe's Cafe, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Insurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So glad that you could join us today. I have not one clue as to why we are starting as late as we are. We, for some reason, the connection just wasn't happening. I'd be not quite sure why. But we're here, thank God. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by nature, but I'm starting to come around a little bit. I'm kidding. If you want to give us a call today, welcome to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. And if you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I imagine that you, like many of us, have been really, let's say, impacted by the news of an alleged set of voice notes that have circulated implicating the head of the CDU in some very serious malfeasance. As you know, the Commissioner of Police has released a statement about it, saying that matters being taken very seriously and being investigated. And the head of the CDU has gone on garden leave. And the matter is being taken very seriously. Here's what is being said. Of course, you've also heard that the opposition has called for outside investigators in the matter and has also called for a commission of inquiry. And, you know, these are very serious things, very serious times, and has to be taken very seriously. Indeed. I'm not going to say too much about it, but, you know, it was brought to my attention, though, that the Constitution of the country, you know, be provided for a police service commission in the Constitution. There's a provision in the Constitution for the Police Service Commission regulations. And there is in that those regulations there are provisions for how to deal with matters such as this. So we're not, you know, even the founders and the law anticipated that you could have circumstances where something of this nature could arise, and made provision for it way back in 1970. So in that part of the Constitution, the Police Service Commission regulations arrangements, Service Commission regulations, it has a number of parts in there, including the part that deals with the commission itself, the part that deals with the appointment and promotion of officers, deals with the determination of appointments and extension of probationary service, and it deals with discipline of contract officers and then discipline in general, and then it has some miscellaneous provisions. And so if you go to the section that deals with proceedings for dismissals, for instance, it will tell you what happens in the circumstance. Right? This is not be handled willy-nilly. There's a And I'm going to read it for you. I probably won't read all of it, but I'll read it, the section for you. It says, this is section 40, subsection 1. When the commissioner considers it necessary to institute disciplinary proceedings against an officer to whom this regulation applies on the ground of misconduct, which, listen, if proved. So it hasn't been proved yet, but if he believes that if it were proved, would justify his dismissal from the police force, he shall, after such preliminary investigation as he considers necessary, this is in the commissioner's consideration, report the facts to the Governor General, Prime Minister, and the Commission through the Secretary to the Cabinet, together with a recommendation as to whether the officer should be interdicted from the exercise of the powers and functions of his office. On receipt of such a report, the Secretary to the Cabinet shall report the facts to the Director of Public Personnel. On receipt of such a report, the Director of Public Personnel shall, after consulting with the Attorney General as to the terms of the charge or charges, forward to the officer through the Secretary to the Cabinet a statement of the charge or charges framed against him, together with a brief statement of the allegations, insofar as they are not clear from the charges themselves on which each charge is based, and shall call on the officer to state in writing within such time as shall be specified whether he admits the charges and, if so, any mitigating circumstances he may wish to submit, or if he denies the charges, any grounds on which he relies to exculpate himself. And then it talks about what happens after that. On receipt of a reply to any charge forwarded under paragraph 1 of this regulation to the Secretary to the Cabinet, the Director of Public Personnel may, if he thinks fit, refer the matter back to the Commissioner for further consideration and report, or shall forward the Commissioner's report together with the officer's reply to the Commission. If after considering the commissioner's report and the officer's reply and any mitigating circumstances, if any, the commission considers that if the offense is proved, some penalty other than dismissal is likely to be appropriate, it shall act in accordance with the procedure prescribed in Regulation 41, blah, blah, blah. And so forth and so forth. So all I'm saying is there are procedures in place for dealing with officers who come to be accused or believed to have been in violation of stuff, right? The law, police code, or whatever it is. And so those procedures have to be fought. Now, you will see and note that a fair amount of this is on the commissioner in the first instance in respect of any preliminary investigation and any forwarding of any recommendation in respect of an officer, which sometimes can create a bit of a challenge in the minds of people about the matter, because, of course, when you are in the senior command of the force, you are in the senior command of the force because that's where the commissioner puts you, right? You have had proposed in you the trust of the commissioner to have been assigned to sit in that post. And so, you know, the commissioner now is having to look on you in respect of a matter. None of these matters are alleged until proved, but even in the circumstance of this provision in the Constitution under the Police Service Commission, it doesn't say that it has been proved. It just says that if proved, then you're acting on the matter with a degree of seriousness, because the matter, if proved, would represent X, Y, and Z. So, you know, the commissioner had to proceed to do the necessary to see the extent to which the matter represents anything of substance. And remember, this is the police's job, right? In every other case in our country where the law is violated, murder, rape, theft, drug trafficking, or any matter in breach of the law, the penal code, the police is the one who carries out the investigation. So investigating is the thing they do. They are the ones who haul before the courts any number of persons alleged of breaking the law. We rely upon their expertise to do such a thing. So as to their ability to investigate, I don't think anybody could question that. But what always arises when you have an internal situation like this, always, and this isn't on the farmers, this police force, this is anywhere where you are having to investigate your own questions arise as to can you do this fairly. Of course, you know this because the police commissioner himself said it will be done fairly. He acknowledges from his statement that it is necessary to make that statement, because in the minds of people, clearly, you wonder if that is possible. Well, if you take the opposition as an example, the opposition isn't even allowing for, in the first instance, you to do it, because the opposition say get a third party or get a third independent party outside or do a commission of inquiry. Right? And so these questions always arise. And that's the reason why you have a civilian police. Is it kind of like an appeal body, like where people can go and make complaints against the police? The police itself has a corruption unit, you know. The police itself has a unit that investigates police. Where complaints are made by the public and others. Somebody says, you know, I was violated in the course of a search or in the course of an arrest, or this happened to me by a police officer. The police has a corruption unit, an investigation unit that investigates the police. Standing one. So this isn't only when something happens. This is their job, continuously to be available to do such a thing. And so this is going to be watched very closely. By Bahamians, by officials, Bahamian officials, and by the international community. And I imagine if you are a police officer today, you must be concerned. If you are a police officer of good standing, you must be concerned. If you are a police officer of not so good standing, you must be concerned. The commissioner must be awfully concerned. The political directorate of this country must be awfully concerned. I do not recall, and I don't recall hearing anything officially yet from the government, but bear in mind, I'm telling you what I am, right? But I imagine that there must be great concern with regard to this. We don't get to jump to conclusion and confirm or affirm anything in relation to anybody. We get to watch and observe. We could have thoughts about it. And like everybody else, see how things evolve. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to look at this question of mission of inquiry. Is this a circumstance in which such is necessary? We'll be back.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus 1 together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy 2 adults and 3 children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus 1. Restrictions apply.
My name is Minister Arlene Thompson. I am the Young Women's Fellowship Director, as well as I am the Community Dance Director here at Church of God of Prophecy, Shirley Street. My motto is one girl at a time. If we start with just one thing and we build on that, I think that makes a whole big difference. When we started out, we didn't anticipate having 1,000 children here. Our goal was to reach one child at a time. The whole idea was to find a safe place for them, some place for them to express their talents and their giftings, and also a positive environment for them to be in. I do the work that I do in my community because I see that they can become more than they are. I can see born leaders. And one thing I can say, the change in them has affected their families. We started something small, it grows, and we have a greater impact on the community as a whole. crime-free looks like me.
Do your part. Join the movement to a safer Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So, might a commission of inquiry be necessary in these circumstances? And why? Like, why? Why have a commission of inquiry in the first place? In any circumstance, what compels a state to call a commission of inquiry? Back in England, they used to be called the Royal Commissions, right? But what would be the purpose of a commission of inquiry? You know, so a commission of inquiry, first of all, has the power of inquiry. Okay, we have a call on the line. Let's take that call before I end this. Go ahead, call. I've been listening to you.
Minister.
Hey, what's going on?
Good afternoon. Thank God for life as usual. Paul Pia. Minister, you tell me something. Would you call it a service commission, which you talk about? Is that the same thing, but I hear reported on the news by the commissioner saying they go into you as an independent? Are they the same set of people?
No. The Police Service Commission is the commission that appoints officers, you know. So when you get hired as an officer, they appoint you. They're the ones who discipline officers. Ultimately, they're the one who would ultimately dismiss. They're not investigative. They are the hires, firers, and
are they to play a role in this situation before this investigation is finished?
No, because that wouldn't make sense. Their role would be to, in the first instance, to receive information regarding a matter, both from the complainant and from the person complained upon.
Tell me something, Minister. The commission inquiry, would I interrupt you? Sorry, but that too. Would you go in to teach us, educate us, and bring some stuff to our attention? Which one is quicker? I mean, and why I say quicker, right? And people might say, well, Romy and Bill in a day, right? And we should give the people some time to do their job, right? this is a touchy situation where we need trust. It was hardly no trust. And, you know, we need to rebuild and make sure people understand there are good apples, are good service persons in this organization. So which one would be the quickest one? What ain't gonna take long, although the commissioner would...
Well, I don't think you could say either situation could be quick or long. It depends on the nature.
As fast as possible, Minister?
Sorry?
Yes, I hear you say it ain't about how quick it is, and it shouldn't be about that. But do you think something needs to happen fast when you look at trust on this organization?
No, I think something needs to happen appropriately.
Yes.
That's what I think. And so I agree with you in your sentiment. In your sentiments about trying to have as early a resolve to the matter as possible, I agree with you that needs to happen. There's no question about that. But when you are investigating something, you go where the evidence leads you. Now, sometimes getting the evidence takes some time.
Yeah, but you can't drive. Yeah, I know. Rome ain't building a day, but you shouldn't.
No, it's worse than Rome. This isn't about Rome. This is about, if I were investigating something,
yes, sir.
The only thing that helps me establish what is true is evidence.
Yes, sir.
I have to find the evidence.
Yes, and if you have some evidence already, you should use it, right?
Yeah, but Papa, the way justice works in the world, ideally,
yes,
is.
Sir.
A piece of evidence may tell a story, but it doesn't have to tell the whole story.
No.
So you have to find as complete a story as possible.
Yeah, it's always two sides to the story. Tell me something I understand to you. I don't know if you call this a commission. Maybe you don't tell us what the commission is or they fire and hire.
Recording in progress.
Minister, you can hear me?
I
hear something in the background. Sorry about that.
All right, go ahead, Papa. Did we lose him? Okay. Must have lost him. All right. Producer, I'm good now, right? I'm good. You can hear me. Everybody, I'm good. Okay, go ahead, Papa.
President Papa, Mr. Lang.
Oh, okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, interesting conversation. We're now talking about trust. Trust within our law enforcement, trust within our national security for citizens' safety and protection. I don't like to discuss, like you say, allegations, so I want to talk about what type of message that sends to me in terms of how I should feel as a voter and as a political candidate. I think that my message to the nation is that there is a need where we have to eliminate the PLP and FNM from Parliament so we can do a full investigation of our country for business. I know it's a tough pill to swallow as a PLP.
Okay,
or FNM.
No, it ain't a tough pill to swallow, but I don't have time today for that particular distraction. This is a very important matter, and I need.
But that's why I want to tie it in. See, I don't want.
No,
I
no,
we
no,
know
I,
that there's
no,
corruption in the force.
No, we have to prove that. Producer, I'm not doing that today. Not today. I'm not doing that today. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your calling. Why would you host a commission of inquiry in the first place, right? Really, you do so because a matter begs an important question. It begs an important question. And it is in the interest of the country, it's in the interest of the state for that question to be answered. See, all of us, as a writer once stated, all of us have the power of inquiry. We all do. But we don't have, as the writer says, the prerogative right of inquiry, right? So, meaning, like, we could ask any question we want. Nobody could stop you from asking, did this really happen? Is he guilty? Is she guilty? Did she do this? Did he do that? No one could stop you from doing it. You can ask any question on planet Earth you want to your government. You could ask it to the prime minister. You could ask it to the minister of finance. You could ask it to every cabinet minister. You could ask it to any permanent secretary. You could ask it to the governor general. You could ask anyone any question you want. What you can't do, what you do not have the power to do, is to compel an answer. No individual has that power. A commission of inquiry, duly sanctioned, has that power to compel an answer. Mind you, you could go there and say, you could, as they say, plead the fifth. Because when you go before a commission of inquiry, you are sworn and you are under oath. And, you know, this is not just a casual affair. But when the state believes that a matter has raised a question so important, so profound, so necessary to the good governance of the country, to the protection of the citizenry, to the advancement of the country, when it believes this, the matter to be so profound, it says we need a commission of inquiry. We cannot just leave this to general inquiry. We cannot just leave this to a particular set of, we need to sanction a body of inquirers who can compel this answer, get us this answer, because the answer is necessary for the good governance of the country. And that is the question. Are we there yet? Like, given the allegations, given what we are aware of.
Hello?
Is there a question so profound that an answer is compelling? The state must answer it. The state must answer it beyond any reasonable doubt. Must answer it and find out. So what might lead to such a profound question is the question. Right? This text says, good afternoon, Shivago. Brilliant introduction. I like the fact that you outlined the way that this matter should be handled according to the Police Service Act and the Police Service Commission. This is important because you outlined it in a dispassionate and scholarly way. Incidentally, in the 1970s, two CID police officers were ultimately arrested for kidnapping a bank manager's young daughter for a large sum of money. They were eventually convicted and imprisoned. Wow, okay. Wow. Okay. So, the question is, would be, why a commission of inquiry? The commissions of inquiries have a long history in the British Commonwealth. Long history. You know, some have even had important interventions for the sake of public policy making, helping to guide the state in determining the best way forward in respect of any matter. And so when you call them, you want them to be called in context of substantive things. You want them to be called to bring illumination to the citizenry, the state, to such a degree that we are the better off for it. We understand better what has happened. We understand better what is happening. We understand better what needs to be done, because the evidence that the inquiry has brought is compelling. But you know, you people miss something too. Commissions of inquiries also exist to protect those who may be accused of something wrongfully, right? Because the assumption can't be I'm conducting an inquiry and I already have an answer. If I already have an answer, I don't need an inquiry. I need an inquiry because there is a question where the answer is in doubt, and in order to try to make sure you remove that doubt, you have the inquiry, but the question having been put and inquired about might actually lead to the protection of, to the dismissal of those things alleged against the state, against the agency, against the agent of the state. See that? So in actuality, a well-done commission of inquiry is a win-win situation for everybody. Right? That's reality. It helps us all to say, okay, you know what? Dang, that wasn't true. Or, oh yes, it was true. And now we know. Now we know what to do. That's the nature of it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break, after the news break.
Everybody, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
And gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Does the matter involving the head of the CDU and the allegations regarding that head, who is on garden leave, according to the Commissioner of Police, and who is now under investigation by the police commissioner. Does such a matter warrant a commission of inquiry? We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Minister, I got wrapped up. I was just wrapping up when I had a little disruption.
Okay.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you very well.
Okay, all right. Minister, what my point, one of the last thing that I was trying to say also is that some of us out here, we don't agree. And maybe you could tell me why we should accept it. We don't agree that the police should be investigating themselves. I don't know if it's wrong for us to expect maybe foreigners to come in to deal with it. We feel like it's too close for comfort. And in spite of what the commissioner say and all of that, and trying to get a commissioner inquiry and stuff like that, I don't know if it's best when they do that. I know they normally bring in foreigners and maybe Bahamians wait together and do the commissioner inquiry. But we don't like the idea of them just working in-house, the organization. And maybe you could tell me why we should accept it, maybe because maybe some examples in the past and stuff like that. And tell me something, Minister. Do you think the way they've gone about it so far is the right way? Like how the commissioner accepted the leave for the officer and going to do the investigation. Why say that if that was right for them to do it that way? Should we expect something from the Bar Council? Because it was reported on the news. It wasn't just
Papa, let's slow down. Let's slow down and learn together. How about that? Let's slow down. Okay? First of all, the commissioner, by law, is imbued with power to interdict an officer against whom allegations he believes if proved would warrant either dismissal or discipline or something. So he has that power. He has to be able to do that. Yes, not sir. Just against this officer, against any officer.
Yes, sir.
So he has to have that power. Secondly, if anyone breaks the law, including an officer,
yes, sir.
Our police have a responsibility to enforce the law, even yes, against sir. Themselves. That's their responsibility. So if though we then are not satisfied with them doing it against themselves, then that's what your government is for. Your government says, no, I require more. And I therefore will either get outside help or I will call a commission of inquiry. So it's not on the police. It's on now, if government isn't satisfied, it's on them. But it is very early.
Yes, sir.
Very early. So
some of the people ain't satisfied, like
yeah, that. Some of us ain't satisfied with Jesus having gone on the cross.
You're right.
So satisfaction isn't the issue altogether. At the end of the day, what happens, some people will be satisfied, some people will not be satisfied. So that is not the question.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what does the law require?
Yes, that's what I was saying. So it sounds like they're doing everything, going about it the right way. So that's why I was getting to the last part. I'm still trying to learn with you. I get into the last part because other callers won't call in, right? Knowing that he's going about it the right way, the organization, the leadership in the organization, right? We have an organization where we have a president and a bar association. Should we expect to hear something soon that they may be saying, well, someone on leave or someone was disbarred, knowing that what was reported on the news is just within one side?
Well, again, but those for whom a person or matter falls within their arms, they have to do what is within their regulations, procedures, protocols. Yes, they have to do it. So that's we only could wait to see how things at this point, right?
Yeah.
There's what is alleged.
Yes.
And you and I are in less position to inquire.
Right?
Yeah, but you and I are in less position to inquire than the people who have the power to inquire.
I agree. And the media is a joke with this, and like the Florida State, you know, like how they have a duty and they could go and ask questions. We got to still.
But no, they are not a joke because they're not proper because just like police and everybody else,
uh-huh.
even if they are doing their inquiries, inquiries take time because you have a responsibility not to defame, not to libel, not to prejudge. You have a responsibility.
I agree with you, Minister. I just don't like the idea, or some of us don't like the idea of you investigating yourself.
I understand that.
Give someone else a chance. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, ma'am. I understand that. Yeah. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes,
good
sir.
Good afternoon.
Hey, right man. What's going on?
Okay. According to what you read, I clearly heard you said you use shall and you use may as relates to the commissioner. He shall do certain things and then he may do some other things, according to what I heard you read. And I'm wondering, under the conditions of what you said, when you said shall, does that clearly mean that he has no obligation but to do? And when you said may, he has an obligation to use his discretion?
Shall means it's something he must do.
Okay.
May means it's something he has discretion to do.
Okay, under Article 52, the Constitution of Parliament may make laws for the peace, order, and good government of the Bahamas. May. And then they use shall as in other areas. So it means then that Parliament has the discretion to make laws for peace and order and in good government of the Bahamas. They're not obligated to then.
The Parliament makes laws always in the Parliament's discretion, always, because the Parliament may make a law that it thinks is for peace and good order, but the law, it takes away your rights.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So the Parliament has to do its job. And so the Parliament is told what to do. It can make any law. So it can make any law, save and except a law that contravenes the Constitution.
Okay. Right?
Because you can't anticipate every circumstance in the world. So there you can say Parliament shall make this law, make that law. What if something new happens?
Okay. Now that's why they say may.
But Parliament says, but you only tell me to make that law, though.
Yeah, I appreciate that insight. I really do appreciate that insight because I'm trying to find where Parliament has made laws for the peace, order, and good government of the Bahamas. I'm trying to find one.
You cannot be searching for that because is there a penal code in this country?
Okay. Okay. I bet you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Do you drive on the road? And are there traffic laws?
Yeah. Okay. I bet you.
Thank you, bro. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We have another call on the line.
Hey, Brother Shivago.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Man, everything is good. I mean, I just love these spirited conversations, you know?
Okay.
I just want to drop a couple of things here if I can. Firstly, you know that word shall is a very, very powerful word because even if you look at it from the biblical context, the word shall means absolute, you know? And the other word that they use, may, it gives you the ability to make a decision based upon your own interpretation. But that word shall is very poignant, it's very absolute, and it's very important. So, you know, when you look at it from a biblical standpoint, when the Lord uses the word shall, that means absolute. Ain't nothing different can happen with that particular scenario. But to move on to some of the pauper's concerns, even though I understand where he's coming from and everything, you know, first and foremost, we are here to learn on your program, which I thoroughly enjoy doing. Sometimes I will throw my question, and then I'll hear your answer. Then I'll hear other persons calling in to give their interpretation. Then it just makes you a well-rounded person. So I have to thank you for the ability to espouse what's on our minds, but also the ability to learn from each other what each other thinks. The police force, I believe we do have persons on the police force. In fact, I'll even go a step further. I believe that we have some persons who they are members of our government who have godly principles and believe in the word of God. In other words, I believe that when it comes down to doing what is just, what is there to do that is right, that they will do the right thing. However, you know, they are answerable to those who may be unjust and ungodly, but they have to go along with the flow because the one who rules, the head of the organization, his word stands over all of their words. He is the first among equals. So if I could use that context, then they get to understand. The courts on the other side, on the other hand, also sometimes is in question when it comes down to the people's will. We see some things, we interpret things how we want to interpret them, and then hopefully try to apply our understanding as the law is prescribing. Sometimes we get it right, sometimes we get it wrong. But the bottom line here is that we just need people with godly principles, morals, and integrity to do the right thing. And I believe that the police force, Commissioner Greenslade, I would not disparage him. I believe that he is doing an excellent job to the best of his ability. I believe the
Commissioner,
police force,
Commissioner Greenslade?
Commissioner Clayton Fernando. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I believe that he is doing, so far, I am very impressed with his utterances and also what he's been doing thus far in terms of bringing some type of, not just equalism, but also some type of synergy to bring back the credence that you can believe in the law enforcement agency that we have. The day that we start to doubt them to the level that what I'm hearing is a day that I believe that we are actually on our way to anarchy. And we cannot have that because
But you know, bro, what the good thing is about the police? Is police have the power of the state. So whether you doubt the police or not, doesn't stop them from locking your backside up if they feel that you've broken the law.
Absolutely correct. And what even makes it even a little more poignant, Shivago, is when you actually bring in their own officers to justice. You know, it adds that dynamic that shows that there is nobody above the law, whether you're the prime minister of this country, whether you're a parliamentarian, whether you are whomever. You could be one of the best preachers in the country. It does not matter. The law applies equally across the board for everyone, regardless of what position you may hold in society. And I think, like I said in closing, I am very impressed thus far with the work that he is trying to do to bring credibility to the police force, because many persons have been holding the police force in such a disrepute because of the shenanigans of the few in the organization. So I'm going to give him the benefit that he's going to do what is right to bring about the justice that must happen and then depend upon the courts to do what is right to bring about the type of justice that the people would like to see. That's all I want to say today, my brother. Thanks for taking my call, and God bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you calling. Well, the thing about it is if people look at this in the context of maybe just one individual, right? So you say, head of the CDU is on garden leave, being investigated. But the investigation might involve, implicate many people. So you say, oh, this should be quick, this should be. Why? Well, I don't know how quick it should be, but I mean, like, when investigators are investigating, they let the evidence lead them. In the first instance, an evidence might say, Charlie. In the second instance, it might say, but Joe and Charlene. And then it might say, do. And so it may well be that, for instance, something becomes so systemic that in his reporting of the matter, that systemic nature of the problem makes the compelling case for a broader inquiry. You see? So this has to be handled judiciously. I was listening to Commissioner Fernando
and his commenting on it, again, acknowledging how serious a matter of it is and how it can affect the trust and confidence that the society reposes in the police. He understands that. He says it will not go away. It will be pursued and so forth. And then I thought I heard that he was saying that what's important is to find out who recorded the notes and when they were recorded. And listen to me, you're talking amateur here, right? But I was thinking myself, like, firstly, if it's me, like, I want to know, but officer, was that you? Then I'd want to know that now. How do you know that? Other than a confession, I don't know. Whose voice was it on the other side? Were their names called? Was that them? Okay. And this exchange y'all were having, what's the nature of that exchange? Because to me, I mean, who recorded a matter is important, maybe, but that's like you ever said to someone, I heard you said this about me, and they said, who told you that? No, not who told you that. Did you say that? Not you. Your answer should be, I did not say that. I said no such thing. But who told you that? And so you press and you say, no, but I mean, but is this true? Yeah, but I want to know who tell you that first. Really? You're not even going to deny it? Your concern is, who told me? So it was kind of like that to me, right? Because who recorded it could have been involved, could have been not involved, only trying to set up a thing. But is that the most important thing? Or is it important? Is this you, brother officer? And that the person on the other end, was that, and were you all talking about blah, 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 blah? You know, who recorded it? You may never, what if it was just, what if it was accidentally recorded? So I very interesting matter, for sure. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Minister Lyon. How are you, sir?
I am good. And yourself?
I'm okay, sir. Oh, Lord, it's such a sad time, you know. Mm-hmm. So we as the humans, we can't believe, like, the citizens when it comes to the law enforcement. And what happened couldn't have happened in a worse place, but that CDU could. We see that department of criminals walking in and out, you know. And I always prefer the CDU and Central Station as the two hot, you know, spots when it comes to criminals and stuff. So I hear to say I don't think much is going to come out of it.
Really?
I don't think so. Pardon me?
Really? You don't? Really? Why?
My reason is, right, ain't nobody, persons would have to come forward and make complaint, right? I don't think Bahamas is going to come forward and make any complaint. And there's a reason for that, you know, because who are you going to? Who are you going to report? Who are you going to look to protect you? You know, you lose that confidence and that You know, I would not say all police are like that. My oldest child is a police officer and has been for some time, right? So I would not say all are corrupt and all has problems. But who is who? You know, who's we to tell who you could confide in? You know, when you go out there and go before the court and you were to present your evidence of what took place and so forth, where did it leave you and your family?
You know what? You know, let me tell you something. I hear
you.
I was just going to say, I hear you, and I understand exactly what you're saying, but I would be stunned if nothing came of this. Even if I mean a thorough investigation said, no, there was nothing to this. I'd be stunned if nothing came of this.
I don't take nothing much to come, because if someone brought allegation against you like that recording, they will have to step up and, I mean, they will have to step forward, right?
But the thing about it is, does the record, not, do I have to know who recorded it to know from the better officers than you or to establish that's you and you having a conversation with someone else? Mm-hmm. In the context of what you're having it in, and how could you explain the nature of that conversation as an above board conversation? How can you?
Well, you can explain it.
I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is, but I'm just saying, the context, circumstantially speaking, even, I think that there are questions to.
Okay, when I say nothing coming out of it, I mean as far as criminal charges, as far as he losing his job, he'd be losing his pension. Losing all respect, fine. But nothing big. There are no charges where he's going to be.
I see.
You know?
I see.
I don't think so. And what I believe, this thing just started happening. It's been happening for some time. Because if you can trust persons like those on the phone, you know, you're very careful. Even me, the small man, know there's only certain things you could say on telephone, right? So you, big man, and CDU, you're having a conversation with criminals on the phone. Number one, that's right there is a red flag, right? And if he put in position, you think he can't land a lot of people with him? You think he would have done favors? We had a lot of politicians and all who was brought up on charges and stuff. This man said right in the seat, those things had to come across him, right?
You know, I have people I call on regular phone nowadays tell me, no, hang up.
So that's why I say he could blow some whistle. So it ain't going to come down to that. I don't care who spot yard I don't go with. I don't care where they bring, whoever they bring from. This can only go so far and bam, and they're going to take his pension, no doubt. That's going to be a big thing. And they're going to maybe has lost his job. And his colleagues, them, would not respect him. They look at him as a whatever. And that's the most coming out of this. But he can't spend no time in prison. Because if he does, a lot of people in high places are going to follow right behind him. Mark my voice.
Okay, ma'am. I appreciate
that's
your calling.
I feel.
Thank you much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavagra Lang, your host. We'll be back for this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Start your mornings at Burger King Nassau with the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo. Enjoy a buttery croissant with your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon along with eggs, red onions, and a tropical sauce. The new Independence Croissant Sandwich comes with BK's classic hash browns and your choice of tea, coffee, or orange juice. Don't miss out on the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo, available all month long at Burger King Nassau. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Master Gar. The lady run into me, Master Gar.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Current Cut Productions presents Papa Joe's Cafe. Watch Joe, the cafe owner, grapple with the grief and chaos of daily life, surrounded by nosy cooks, a mouthy waitress, and a parade of lively characters. With themes of political satire, romance, and betrayal, this is a story you won't want to miss. Join us for an unforgettable stage play at the Performing Arts Center at UB on July 12th and 13th.
My name is Antoine Conlon.
And my name is Clinton C. Clark. I'm one of the mentors here at the Gerald Cash Primary School Boys Club of Excellence program.
It is a very beneficial program to the boys, because when they are here, I have seen some of our most troubled boys turn around.
We selected a school where from an elementary stage. The program is really to give the young men an outlet to do something different.
Every child is not academic. They're also technical. And this is one of the clubs that helps to push that, because education is very important. We need to bring more people in to encourage our children.
We want to show them that this is a life that they can live. They're exposed to men in the community that are all about making young men better. Crime free
looks like me.
Do your part. Join the movement to a safer Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, the Police Service Commission, in pursuing a matter alleged against an officer, brought to their attention by the commissioner through the Secretary of the Cabinet, in inquiring about a matter, you know, they can have a committee appointed to look into the matter, you know. So, and I think the law prescribes the constitution of that committee so appointed. Again, the idea I'm bringing to your attention is those who founded the Bahamian state and who looked into the organizing of its constabulary, police force, did not anticipate that they might have a force made of perfect people, that in fact it was possible that one of the people appointed or some of the people appointed to enforce the law might themselves break the law, and that in such a circumstance they should provide for a process for dealing with such a matter. So, for instance, if the matter is brought to the police, to the attention of the commission, the commissioners, the commission, and there is not a reply provided, because the officer has to reply. If the commissioner says this is what is alleged, or this is what has been found or believed, the officer is given an opportunity to reply. Because what goes to the commission is both the commissioner's report and the officer's reply. But if the officer doesn't reply, subsection 5 of that section 40 that I mentioned in this police service commission provision in the Constitution says, if the officer does not furnish a reply to any paragraph 1 of this regulation within the period specified, or if, in the opinion of the commissioner, he fails to exculpate himself, the commission shall advise the Governor General whether a committee, which shall consist of not less than 3 members, should be appointed to inquire into the matter. Okay? And the Governor General may appoint a committee for such a purpose. One member of the committee, if so appointed, shall be a judge, magistrate, or public officer with legal qualifications. And all members shall be selected with due regard to the standing of the officer concerned. No police officer shall be a member of the committee. Can I read that for you again? So the matter has arisen, and the commissioner has done his inquiry, and he has made a report. That report has been sent to the secretary, to the cabinet, to go on to ultimately the Police Service Commission. The officer has been given an opportunity to reply to what has been alleged and what is reported by the commission. If he replies or does not reply, if he replies but doesn't exculpate himself, doesn't furnish sufficient evidence to say why these things are untrue, then the commission might determine that the matter should be investigated by a committee, and therefore ask the Governor General for such a committee to be appointed. Committee consisting of who? Not one single police officer. Investigating yourself, not one single police officer. A judge or a public officer with legal qualifications, or a magistrate. Okay, so there you have it. And the committee, says the provision in six, the committee shall inform the specified day the charges made against him will be investigated, and that he will be allowed, or if the committee so determines, will be required to appear before it to defend himself. They can have witnesses that could be examined by the committee. If the person accused wants, they could be allowed by the committee to have a public officer represent them, or a counsel, or an attorney. So they got their due process. And if during the committee's inquiry, grounds for the framing of additional charges are disclosed, the committee shall inform the Secretary of Cabinet, who shall inform the Director of Public Personnel. And the latter shall follow the same procedure as was adopted in the framing of the original charges. Okay, so I'm saying this was set up in 1970. Right? Not new, this in there. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, how you doing? It's Alan Johnson.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, sorry, I missed most of your show today, but just want to put an input concerning an opportunity that I see this provides. One of the major issues over the years has always been accountability or lack thereof in the police department based on accusations that's made, real or imagined, over the years. But even broader still is the concept that is carried by many, hopefully not the majority of the humans, concerning us being a nation of being corrupt. And believe it or not, this is an expression that's been done so internationally by even by former leaders. I think this is an opportunity for us to, it's a blow. It's going to be heard around, this is going to be heard around the world. But this is an opportunity for us to have a genuine conversation on transparency, accountability, integrity, anti-corruption, and freedom of information, in spite of whatever laws that may be in place. But however they are, that they could be updated for the 21st century that we live in, and put some cascading consequences that actually brings even greater accountability to provide us as an environment to break this concept that we somehow seem to always carry of drug running, gun running, people running, drug running, you know, this type of thing. It always seems to go with us. But we have the opportunity, as we move to 50 plus one, to begin to shape the narrative that we want to go going forward, and maybe something without casting blame specifically on one particular institution, but have a conversation as a nation as to what's now, what's new, and what's next. Thank you.
I got you, man. I got you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you calling. Tomorrow or Wednesday, I'm going to discuss a survey that was done in the Bahamas by Vanderbilt University. It's called the LUPAP project. And I'm going to discuss with you the findings of that survey, which is a survey that will tell you what the survey says you believe about a number of matters. It's a scientific survey, right? And I know the survey and I know the project because I happen to be, serve as the country expert for the project. There were country experts from many different countries, and I was the Bahamas country expert. But you'll find it interesting, no doubt. When we discuss it, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Relang, your host. We can take our final break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everyone, come take my walk. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and share comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. 96, beautiful Monday afternoon. If on this last moment you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I agree precisely with the caller who said nothing will come out of this or one other than an extensive administrative leave. No jail time. Well, first of all, why are you assuming there should be jail time? That's how you operate on the planet. You assume because something is alleged against somebody that they are guilty. Secondly, you assume that what is alleged, and do you know what was alleged, requires jail time? Assumption on your part that jail time is required for something. And so that's based on what? Based on what? Based on what? Says this is the type of corruption that penetrates continuous criminal activity. There's always a different type of punishment for certain categories of people depending on where you fall in the caste system in our country. Thus, when justice is done or seems to be done fairly, then the regular citizens feel that there is no equality in our justice system. Not to mention these people then go out on to sue the taxpayers for millions of dollars, then go on to expedite it to a higher office in the same organization that they just sued. We don't have to go far to see this manifested. That's my two cents on the whole, and I eagerly await for those in authority to prove me wrong. I won't hold my breath, though. Anyway, contrary to some of your previous callers, I don't think the RB for this, the present administration can conduct a fair and transparent inquiry. Example of this is the present commissioner of police and some of his officers who were. That wasn't finished, I don't know. we are interesting people, boy. We are interesting people. When the shoe is on our foot, I wonder how we see the world. Be careful. Be very careful. I don't know who's guilty and I don't know who's innocent. I know who will not be conducting an investigation won't be me. I certainly, I don't have the tools, I don't have the wherewithal, I don't have the authority to do so. So I can't. Am I going to assume that the commissioner ain't going to do the right thing? I'm not going to assume that he'll do the right thing. I'm going to watch. That's what I can do. I can watch. I can watch. I'm not naive. I live in the world. Yeah, I live in the world. I observe and I see the world. I see it for what it is. So I have no rose colored glasses on. All right? I'm going to observe. I'm going to watch and see what happens. Okay? I am not naive about the fraternal order of police or law enforcement people. I am not naive. I'm not naive. I believe that there are good and bad people on the force. Just as I believe there are good and bad people in almost every profession you could find on planet Earth. I believe we are good and bad people. And bad, some more bad than good. But I am not the judge. I am not the judge. In fact, I'm advised and admonished not to judge, but I can observe. And if I see a man murder another man, I can say I saw a man murder another man. Now, you might say, was it first degree murder, second degree murder? Well, that requires some inquiry and investigation, so I might be able to say that. But I can tell you what I saw. I saw him hit him on the head, and I saw the man fall down and die. I can say that. So I'm going to watch. And I'm going to look and observe and see what happens. That's about as much as I can do. And then depending on what I observe, I'm going to comment. Or I may say nothing. Right? The police has a unique place in our society. The law enforcement world, border protecting role. Theirs is a job that requires immense trust. You imagine an officer pull you over. In your head, you know that he or she is imbued with the power of the state. And that's the only reason why you will do as they say. They don't have no power in and of themselves. That uniform carries the full power of the Bahamian state. And every gun, bullet, jailhouse, everything is on command to that uniform in pursuit, lawful pursuit of the work of police. So when they tell you pull over, you pull over. But you got to trust this. You trust this is a professional officer who is doing his or her duty in accordance with the law. Otherwise, you are in grave danger. You could be in grave danger. And so when that trust does not exist, what do? You pulling me over, I can tell you there's some places in the world, police officer pulling you over, and you start to think, could it be at this gas station in front of these 300 people? Because to do so on a naked road is to be in utter fear of your life. So police officers have an especial duty to be careful how they behave. How they behave. Right? Because of the immense trust that must be reposed in them to carry out their lawful duty. We let them, you with an appropriate warrant and stuff, they come in your house, come in your car, come in your businesses. They carry weapons. Those weapons are no joke. They can kill and do so in the name of the law. So I will watch, I suppose, as we should all do, and we'll see what we shall see. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God bless you. I trust he takes care of you. And if he spares our life, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Doctors Hospital, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Papa Joe's Cafe, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
To take a stand, everybody.